Now to re-emphasize it, I give you another statement. This statement occurs on page number 425 and 426 of the book Synthesis of Yoga. The other one was page number 419 and 420. This is 425 and 426. Now here also we have a description of moksha. What is moksha and what is perfection? The state of the liberated soul is that of the Purusha who is forever free. Its consciousness is a transcendence and all-comprehending unity. Its self-knowledge does not get rid of all the terms of self-knowledge, but unifies and harmonizes all things in God and in the divine nature. Purushottama and Paraprakriti, God and in the divine nature, all things are held to be united. The sense of unity is fundamental in moksha. The intense religious ecstasy which knows only God and ourselves and shuts out all else is only to it an intimate experience which prepares it for sharing in the embrace of the divine love and delight around all creatures. Sri Aurobindo refers to that experience of a bhakta when he feels united with the Supreme Lord and finds himself alone with the Supreme Lord. It's an ecstasy, but this is not a perfect experience. Perfect experience comes when this experience expands so as to embrace all, not merely you and God alone, but in which all are united. That is the integral experience of liberation. A heavenly bliss which unites God and ourselves and the blessed, but enables us to look with a remote indifference on the unblessed and their sufferings is not possible to the perfect soul. There is another experience where you feel one with God and also union with others who are also like you, who are blessed and who live in the presence of God, but who do not feel sympathy or union with all others who are still unblessed. That kind of limitation is not present in the mukta atma. One who is free, one who has attained to moksha, feels union with God, feels union with all others who are also blessed, but also feels union with those who are not blessed. His heart goes out to all the others and wants to uplift them also. For these are also itself, even those who are unblessed, are also for this liberated soul its own selves. Free individually from suffering and ignorance, it must naturally turn to draw them also towards its freedom. On the other hand, any absorption in the relations between self and others and the world to the exclusion of God and the beyond is still more impossible, and therefore it cannot be limited by the earth or even by the highest and most altruistic relations of man with man. There is another kind of experience in which you may feel union with all, but without God. Surely this is an impossibility. You can truly feel union with all only when you are united with God. But many people today in this world, there is a new formula: service of man is service to God. Now this sentence is not false, but it can be taken falsely in the sense that if you have served man, you don't need to serve God. To serve man is to serve God. Therefore, if you serve man, then it is counted that you have served God. Now this mistake we should not commit. You can serve man and see God in man, and therefore you can say, I am serving God. But at the same time, this proposition is true if you are aware that God is all, and it is by serving God that you are serving all. Its activity or its culmination is not to efface and utterly deny itself for the sake of others, but to fulfill itself in God possession, freedom and divine bliss, that in and by its fulfillment, for it is in God alone, by the possession of the divine only, that all the discords of life can be resolved. And therefore the raising of man towards the divine is in the end the one effective way of helping mankind.